This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wednesdays with Whaley. We love it. Joe Starkey, the number one fan of this hour. I said that last week. Joe, again telling me. He's like, I can't get enough of Wednesdays with Whaley. I think he's trying to get us replaced, Chris.
Probably.
By the way, with Doug.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning. We know you're listening.
Yeah, good morning to you too, Doug. How's everything with you? All right.
Like I told you guys earlier, I'm right now in deep thought of planning my meals out today so I have maximum stomach capacity for tomorrow.
Well, that means just don't eat today, pretty much.
But then if you get
you want to expand it?
Yeah.
Well, but if you don't eat, then
you're
too hungry, so you get full quicker. So
right.
I want to be hungry but not starved.
Joey Chestnut strategy. Yeah. You got to walk around drinking water all day, expand the stomach.
Yep. All right, well, get your ears on. You got them on. I see your earphones. They're on. I want you to listen to something. We had this conversation a little bit earlier. We got to bring it back and reset it some. Was Mike Tomlin being truthful in his role, or was Mike Tomlin taking up for and protecting someone on his staff, or maybe just a little bit of both? Give a listen. Here's Stan Saverin. He asked a question, and I thought a really good follow-up. Here it is.
Mike, how much, if at all, do you get involved in the offense on game day, in game? Or are you too concerned with defense and global issues?
Highly. Whatever unit's on the field, I'm highly involved in and responsible for.
Do you suggest plays?
Certainly. I do more than suggest. Just to be clear, at times.
Tell me your thoughts, Doug.
Absolutely truthful. Absolutely. Every coach I've worked for, he sits... Even back to Cowher, offensive coordinator comes in and says, this is what I'm looking to do and attack this team as an offensive thought process going into the week. And coaches, head coaches will say, I like this, I think we should do this, and I really want to emphasize this. Offense, defense, and special teams. And to take it even a step further, and when I was in Buffalo, on Fridays, we would have the O coordinator, D coordinator, head coach, and special teams coordinator sit with myself and the ownership and say, okay, what are they good at and how are we going to attack them? So when we're sitting in that booth watching the game, we understand their thought process and what they're trying to do. So he's absolutely honest.
Okay, that's one thing on Fridays. No. What about at 1:15 p.m. on Sunday if it's a 1 o'clock kickoff? Is Mike Tomlin, he's in tune to that offensive play calling?
Okay. Yeah, he should be, and I'm pretty sure he is, because he's on that, and he's saying, and I can remember, and I think it's even on out there in the universe and whatever, that Cowher was like, run the ball. So there were some circumstances. Mm-hmm. He can say, hey, I want to run it now, or fourth down, we're going for it. What are your fourth down plays? I like this one. Blah, blah, blah. So, yes, he is. Absolutely.
Well, does any coach, we'll make it general, but then also specific to Tomlin, get to the point where he jumps on the headset at a certain point and says, hey, call this exact play with this exact verbiage. Like, this is what we're doing. Especially if it's we make a big deal out of it with Tomlin because he's a defense-focused guy, and he's never before, like he said yesterday, taken ownership of play calling on the other side of the ball.
I would say in specific situations, like if it's fourth and one or if it's mm-hmm. a goal line play, he can say, I like this play, run this play. Now, generally in the general flow of the game, he might say, run it here or throw it here, but specific plays, it would have to be in certain situations, in my opinion.
Well, everything goes through him, right? And I wonder, he could have been a hero in this town with a lot of people if he had said, yeah, you know, we got the ball at the 1 yard line. I said, screw this, put in the jumbo package, we're going to run it.
Right.
And if he had said something like that, but I guess to get back to Colin's point, you know, would that be You know, would that be sort of
you're undermining your guy, but you're also undermining your decision to hire that guy.
Yeah.
And then people are going to say, well, if you're doing this, why do you have him? You know what I mean? That's like if you hire somebody and they always agree with you, there's no use of hiring the guy or that person because they're just telling you what you want to hear.
Well, then I'm still unclear then, and maybe I'm just naive. Okay, so let's take Andy Reid and let's take Mike Tomlin, who are polar ends of the continuum opposite of each other. One is heavily involved in the offensive play calling, right? Yeah. I think I have that right. And one is heavily involved in the defensive play calling. Mm-hmm. Then what would the roles of the coordinators beneath them be? I mean, quite honest, like, what is Keith Butler's real role? Yep. What is the offensive coordinator in Kansas City's real role? Because those guys, it's unclear to me.
Helping with game planning, and then also when someone gets focused or tunnel vision, saying, hey, Andy, hey, Mike T, think about this. Hey, Mike T, you really love this, but here's another way. We may be really susceptible to this. This opens up. So it just gives you a different viewpoint, a different advantage point that you may not be thinking about, because once you get in this, sometimes you get really tunnel vision. And again, you don't need that yes man in there. You need that other person to say, hey, Mike T, or hey, Coach Reed, that's not going to work. This is why. So you need that.
Chris, I wonder if this organization's ready to do all that offensively whenever the quarterback back there hasn't been there two decades, though. That's going to be a problem.
Well, somebody's going to have to take charge, though, because
Correct.
Your quarterback won't be ready, willing, and able to.
That's what I'm saying.
So you'll have to a young quarterback is not going to – Matt Corral or Kenny Pickett or whoever it may be. Is it Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, for that matter? They're not walking into that room like Conor McGregor saying, hey, this is what we're doing.
Right.
When it's 2 minutes left, just let me make the calls. Let me draw it up in the dirt.
But a smart coach, especially with young quarterbacks, will say, here's the game plan. Let's go through practice, and then on Friday – what do you really feel comfortable doing? What makes you feel like you can perform at your best? And let me start putting in the overbearing coordinators that think it's all about them and they want to get their name out. I don't care about them. We're just going to do what we do.
Right.
Did you go to high school with one of those guys?
No, he was ahead of me.
Okay.
No.
A couple years older.
Couple years older.
Is he over? You know, I saw Keyshawn Johnson today, I think, said that's the best offensive mind that's out there, and I don't understand why he's not hired. Do you agree with that with Todd Haley?
Yeah, I think he's yes.
Is it just personality, the way he runs people the wrong way?
Yes. It's his personality, his off-the-field issues. But as an offensive coordinator, just look at the stats. The guy knows how to score points.
Doug Whaley's in the studio with us for the entire 9 o'clock hour every Wednesday. Let me switch gears to the other side of the ball and the other big story that was talked about yesterday. And really, since Sunday's game and for the last couple of weeks now, what do they do with Devin Bush?
Okay. We got some I want to...
You got bullet points.
Yeah, when he hits his tablet and starts to keep receipts, that's when you know somebody's about to be in trouble. And Doug Whaley just hit his tablet and started to scroll. About to be in trouble.
No. I'm actually going to peel some layers here. So, enough with the debate if he was overdrafted or whatever. But what's not debatable is he's not playing well as of late.
Right.
Okay? So, as the team management... Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to say, listen, we may have made a mistake. But right now your situation is you can't correct that mistake. Let's do the best. What this to me looks like is you have to protect your investment. And you put a lot into it. And I'm going to give an analogy and give a plug to your Ford dealership there. If I trade in my 150 for a extended cab 250 dually, I made a lot of investment. So I take it into service the first time. I come out a week later, the engine light's on. But I just keep running. I don't take it back to service. So the problem is not the engine is broke. It's the problem that I'm not recognizing there's something wrong with it. So I say all this that this is the main reason why we start seeing mental performance and mental skills coaches is for exactly like this. This is probably the first time in Devin Bush's life he's had to overcome adversity on the field. Off the field, he may have had some.
Right.
But on the field, and a lot of players do not know how to work through that. And physically, okay, he's probably not there, but they say he is if the medical staff signs off on it. So I think it's more on a mental, how do I get back to that player I was? Now, people will say, well, he was never that great, but he was definitely playing better than what he is now.
Sure.
So this organization has to really step up and say, let's get into the head of this guy, because what's now it's going to start going into a downward spiral where he's like, I don't know what's going on. But and even worse, his peers, because when the big eye in the sky don't lie. So when they're sitting in that room, sitting there looking at how he plays, they're starting to say, this guy's not helping us. So now his reputation and his thought process is damaging. So this is when the organization has to come in and protect that investment on the field, but more importantly, in his head.
Hold those thoughts. We'll talk a little more about this, get into some other things. Wednesdays with Laley, it's spectacular. It is already. Doug will be with us through the end of this hour.
It is a Wednesday with Whaley. Doug Whaley in studio with us for the entire 9 o'clock hour every single Wednesday here on the Fan Morning Show. So let's get into this conversation. It was one of the ones we kicked around on our text chain yesterday, and it's the big news in college football today, James Franklin's contract extension. Some people are going so far as to say James Franklin, like 110% won this situation. I'm not far off from that. I don't. The issue I see is, you know, this is, for me as a Penn State guy, this feels like settling. It feels like working in the fear of we won't be able to find anybody as good as James Franklin. James Franklin's a good coach. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I like James Franklin. But what have we seen from James Franklin in his tenure at Penn State to indicate to us that he's going to take this program back to greatness, to competing with Ohio State more often than not? And how did he turn what may have just been rumors about Southern Cal and or LSU into what turns out to be a pay raise?
Well, you got to look at it. I mean, it happens everywhere in the business world. I have a brother-in-law that works for a major Fortune 500 company that some other company came to them and said, are you interested? He went back to his original employer, and they're like, well, guess what? We're going to give you a raise, and then you can move wherever. So I don't think that – I mean, that happens all the time.
Sure.
I wouldn't blame Franklin for that. Now, if he would have – if he started the rumor or went out there and pursued another job, then that's the issue. Now, where Franklin can say, I understand the thought process out there that I'm, 2-13 against ranked opponents and haven't beat Ohio State, but what this contract can do, if he negotiated a bigger pool for his assistants,
right,
and money for upgrade for facilities, mm-hmm, pouring it back into the some of that money back into the program while getting a raise, then I can say, okay, he's committed to, he sees where he needs to get better, and these are the steps that we can get put better assistance, better facilities. I can get you a better product on the field.
I question if USC or LSU was ever going to hire him. I think it's a bluff of all bluffs, and I'd like to play poker with Sandy Barber, because I think she got duped. She got duped by an agent and a coach who said they were – because here's where I find it almost impossible that LSU and or USC were going to say –
especially since I didn't start it.
Correct. they were going to say, that's our guy. Mm-hmm. That's our guy. 7-4 right now, the record over the past 2 years, the record against top 10 teams, mm-hmm, the record against Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. Look, I know who they've hired the past couple times, right, at those places, and they haven't been knockout hires. Mm-mm. And I know USC is hurting for a little bit of money because of the pandemic. I just don't know if Franklin was the guy that knocked either one of their socks off and was for sure their number one guy.
The only reason I would say, here's the argument to combat that. They may think with the first what he's done at State College and the recruits he's gotten there, put his recruiting prowess in L.A., or at Louisiana to get those extra special type of guys, mm-hmm, that are even better than ones he's getting at State College. And then he will hopefully, then you mandate, let me see your offensive coordinator and defense coordinator. Get great coaches underneath him, but just have that recruiting prowess that he brings to the table. And that's undeniable in those way bigger, fruitful recruiting grounds. You might have something.
But at some point, your recruits got to – you can have whatever recruits you want.
They got to produce
2-13 against top 10 teams.
And 11-9 overall last two seasons.
Well, no. I'm saying that's where, as an AD, I'd be like, I understand that. Now let me see who you're bringing with you. Let me see if you have some really, really good offensive coordinator, defensive coordinators, and some football minds underneath you, and then an assistant head coach that can help you game day, then that's because undeniable. You cannot deny his ability to recruit.
All right, Doug Whaley, Wednesdays with Whaley. We come back with a lot more before the hour's out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we knocked this around too. Najee Harris, okay? Now, the way that the game played out, you weren't going to run the football 70 times, but handing him the football 12 times in the last game may not be enough, or at least his use in and around the red zone probably isn't enough for a lot of Steeler fans. And I guess it begs this question. If you're going to draft the guy, is it worth drafting him where you drafted him if you're only using him how you're using him right now? I know he's on pace to have a ton of touches, mm-hmm. but maybe not the right touches in the right situations.
And this is where you need to be sitting in that in those draft meetings. Because to me, you need to know what was said by the offensive coordinator and the running back in the draft meeting of how they are seeing him being used in that system that they have. Where does he fit not only in the game plan, but in the position group? And so, because when I look at it, scouts are responsible for letting coaches know the value, but the coaches have to help the scouts out and say, here's our vision for him.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, because coaches only see a position group or even one side of the ball. Even the head coach doesn't see the whole board. But a scout can say, okay, Najee, but is Najee better than this receiver or that quarterback? So that's how we stack the value as the scouts. But it's imperative that the vision is explained to us so we can match that value up. So for me, it seems like the vision was either communicated, but it's not implemented, mm-hmm. what they thought, or, and I'm not going to get into this, or it's just an inexperienced offensive coordinator that's over the skis and it's more about the system than the players in the system.
But if everybody, like I think Chris is about to say this too, if everybody can see this is what you're supposed to do who's watching at home, why
can't they see it?
Yeah.
And I guess, are they getting caught in, you mentioned Matt Canada being an inexperienced NFL coordinator and maybe being out over his skis. I look at it as, is Matt Canada just overthinking the thing? You know, you see your jet sweeps, your fades, an inside toss to the tight end barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. When in reality, everybody in that building needs to center themselves in the offseason thought that the owner expressed of, we got to get better at running the football.
And I think running the football helps your inexperienced offensive line, mm-hmm. because they want to go forward and smash people. That's
right.
What they want to do. And the basis, and we talked about this, and I don't want to keep bashing him, but when you look at Canada, the basis of his offense was, how can I create mismatches with inferior players? When Pitt's going against Clemson, against the mm-hmm. Florida States, they needed to do the jet sweeps, the motions, all that stuff to create confusions or get them on the heels because the talent wasn't there. In the NFL, you have talent like Najee. Don't overthink it.
Right.
Just pound the guy. And guess what? Then once you start establishing that run in that power running game, it opens up the jet sweep. It opens up on the goal line, fake the play action, and then throw the fade. So you can feed off of that, and that's what I'm talking about, the flow. He has it, but he's just got to start from square one. One, two, three, and it opens up everything else.
But he's got an offensive line that is it's young, it's inexperienced, they're not working together, and now they're getting hurt.
Right.
And, you know, that without Dotson, who I still think, and I'm not PFF for anybody, which I guess you'd appreciate that, he seems to me like their best guy, commits too many penalties. But in terms of a guy you want to get behind, if he's not in there, how much does that affect things like that straight-ahead running game that we all want to see?
Well, it affects it, but to me, it's easier for an inexperienced line to say, I got to move that guy from point A to point B instead of I got to back up. I got to look at who's the mic, who's coming in for blitzes, what about the stunts, the games, and stuff like that, or I'm one-on-one and exposed against a Myles Garrett. At least on the running game, you can scheme double teams and chips and stuff like that. It just helps it. It simplifies things for offensive linemen, especially inexperienced.
Well, speaking of simplification, you know, all that stuff you just said, we just spent 3.5 minutes talking about that. All that stuff, I think, at some point, Steeler fans and people who watch this game go, okay, that's nice. Just run the ball on the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, Doug? Like, it's that simple for people watching the game. And this is why they watch football and they're puzzled as to the intricacies. This game is always going to be built on leverage. It's going to be, at some points, built on being meaner, tougher, and getting lower than the guy across the scrimmage line from you. And the Steelers won't allow themselves to do that in the red zone.
There's a saying that is tried and true. There are reasons why you win football games. It's running the ball, playing good defense, and don't turn the ball over. The only thing changes are the reasons why you don't do it. And I don't know. It's just.
But why does Joe and Brookline know that, but the guy who gets paid millions doesn't implement that when it's time?
Because now you're thinking about, I'm the offensive coordinator. I do all this razzle dazzle, and people say he's the next offensive guru. And then guess what? That goes into head coaching, that goes into fame, that goes into money. So this is what the media and the industry has created. It's about systems now. And these coaches, oh, he's a guru because of his system, and not saying he's a guru because he puts players in positions to be successful.
Bruce Arians just won a Super Bowl and runs a freaking ball forward.
Yes. Because he's worried about putting his players in positions to be successful. And that's why Bill Belichick, you're seeing it now. It's not about systems. It's about what he can do to put his players in positions to be successful. And that's the issue.
Now I'm mad. Now, I mean, it's supposed to be the holidays. Now
you talk about putting people in position to be successful. Forget just a specific player or a team. What about an entire league? A conversation we had early yesterday morning, we present to Doug and start to unfold some layers to it just a little bit. Coming up here as he joins us every Wednesday for the entire 9 o'clock hour in studio, another Wednesday with Whaley here on the Fan Morning Show. It is the Fan Morning Show every Wednesday, the entire 9 o'clock hour spent with Doug Whaley in studio, a Wednesday with Whaley. Final segment, our epic ending, is presented by Xfinity. Check out the latest at Xfinity.com.
There's dogs walking around. Is it
what?
Bring your dog to work day?
I don't think so.
I've seen three.
It's the day before a holiday. It's like nobody.
You could bring
cares.
A giraffe into the office and people just be like,
you
okay.
You could ride it into the office.
No, there are three different dogs I saw here, and there's not like some.
Well, they used to do that.
There's
that
not adopt
a pet. It's not that.
No, these are people who work here. Have
I'm bringing
dogs.
A mini pony next time I come in. What?
I'm not
talking Andrew Filippone either.
No, not living in Joey Porter's neighborhood.
Yeah,
you're okay with
Joey's
that.
Dogs.
Yeah. We had a conversation yesterday, Doug, and we wanted to pick your brain about this because you're involved with the XFL again, the newest version of the XFL. But we were talking about the USFL news that came out. And, you know, we tried to get to a point where we – Colin's analogy was a great one. It was people keep walking single file over this giant dune and down into the desert, even though each time they set off on
without
this path,
a water bottle,
they're told, you can't take any water, and there's none out there. Mm-hmm. And each person walks single file line over the top of this dune down into the desert and says, it's all right, I'll find the water. Where's
and
the
they
water?
Never come back.
No. Where's the water? What is finding the water in spring professional spring football?
Here's the finding the water. The thought process that the only thing better than football is more football. And then from a player standpoint, they are used to spring ball. Anybody that plays major college football is used to spring football. You take those two factors and then an enormous amount of guys, that roster from 75 to 90 and during camp and the 90 to 100 that are on the edge of making it. A lot of them just need either the circumstances they were in college didn't have a chance to develop, injuries, or they were behind some people. So they just need an opportunity to develop more and get noticed.
Well, here's where I'm going to tell you why these leagues, though, haven't worked and why I'm so skeptical of any of these leagues and why I don't think they're going to work. Kenny Robinson, for example.
Perfect.
Okay? Kid from Wilkinsburg, right? Great, real quiet kid. Good kid. Yep. I like him. Went to West Virginia. Said, I'm out of here. This is going to work for me. And this is where what the league said, all right, here's going to be one of our niches. We're going to get people to go through and then bounce them into the NFL. He's a success story. League still isn't on my TV. It's done. They said, okay, if that's not the route, what about star power? Maybe guys that are Johnny Manziel or people like that. Put them on my TV. That'll keep sustained power. Yeah. That isn't going to work. What is going to make – because make no mistake, they're competing against the NFL, even if they don't want to play. Even if they're playing in spring, all these leagues are. Every one of them has folded. What's the sell that has not been found yet that's going to keep them solvent? I can't figure it out.
Here's the sell is if you look at it, and from the XFL I was involved with before, we felt we were doing a good job. Obviously, a pandemic, a once-in-a-lifetime thing that hopefully not twice just shut us down. But what we've decided is the evolution of how people like to watch their sports. It's not sports anymore. It's entertainment.
Right.
So what we're trying to – what we did was let's take out all those nothing plays. Point after touchdown, it was a scrimmage play. The kickoff, there was no fair catches. Punts, we didn't allow people to go until the ball was punting. So every play was an action play. And it just – and it was fast. So we made all our – games less than 3 hours. So you're not sitting there for a 3.5-4 hour game where you got 20 minutes of commercials in between each series. So that's the stuff. Now, competing against the NFL, I would say you're giving people a chance to live out their dreams of playing professional football. Not everybody's going to go to the NFL. Kenny Robinson is one of the few, but there's going to be a contingent of players to say, I need this set to transition to normal life and to prove to myself I'm not an NFL player, well, but still make some money doing it.
And I think they overplayed what they thought the gambling quotient was going to be on that, too. Like, people are into it for gambling, but they're going to gamble on college basketball, or they're going to gamble on something they know more than an entity they don't know.
Well, it was too early because what you got to look at, in my opinion, is not all states have the gambling. You have to put it in states that have the gambling and online gambling and then foster that in-game betting. That makes everything a lot more interesting.
Let me ask you this, though, to bring it back to the analogy of where's the water. What is the key? How do these leagues find not just existing for a year or two, right, but surviving? When Russ Brandon, who's the president of the XFL, sits down and says, okay, this is our goal, or whoever's going to lead the USFL, or we've got to get – out of this is how we get from year one to year two. This is how we get, more importantly, from year two to year three.
You have to get a contingent of player, a mix of star players, like let's say a Manziel, whatever. Some players that, like Kenny Robinson, in a situation aren't eligible for NFL draft, but need a place to play. Give them an option of somewhere going to get played, and then guys that are trying to make that jump that didn't have it. Get that mix of players. Play an entertaining brand of football, and then have a legitimate opportunity for guys to either make that jump to the NFL or, like I said, have a way to earn money while they're transitioning to their second phase of life and say, okay, I did it. I'm not good enough, but I made for 2 years, 3 years, something of what X number, but maybe I started building my brand, or maybe I made connections when we were at the WWE. Oh, you want to be a wrestler? Go ahead. You want to go into production? So you give them opportunities outside of football to develop their life after football.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. It always is, the spring football leagues and how they try to sustain themselves. Doug, we love catching up with you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for doing this every Wednesday.
Fellas, it's great.
You're
going to
gain 13 pounds tomorrow. You're already talking about it.
Like, oh, no, I'm telling you. I'm focused, man. I'm prepared. I just talked to my buddy. I'm going to do lunch at from 11 to 12. And then probably not eat, and I'll do something light.
Intermittent fasting, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then we fly out. My family's in L.A., so we fly out. First of all, if you ever fly during Thanksgiving, best time in the world to fly.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the airports, and you're the only – I feel bad because we're those jerk-offs that people have to have to work on Thanksgiving, yeah, but good. Hey, guess what? We leave at 7. We land in L.A. at 11. My brother picks me up. I fly right into his house, and the food's on the table. It's the best way to do it.
That's the way to do it. Good well, stuff. Enjoy it. Enjoy yeah. the time with family and friends. We will do the same. Everybody else is off on Friday. I will be back. Don't worry. We'll have your Football Friday fair for you. Pat Bostick, Dan Zangrilli, Lee Sterling, Jeff Hobson from Cincinnati to get a view on the Bengals from behind enemy lines. Charlie Batch, all of it coming up on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.